Good morning, sir. Do you have a minute? Busy? Well, we both know it's not work-related. You heard what I said. Do I know who you are? Well, of course. Our fearless leader, Mr. Chairman of the Board. I'm certain a title you obtained, no doubt, by your merits, rather than your father being the CEO and your last name engraved across the entrance of this godforsaken building. Oh, please. You won't do a thing. I have a bone to pick with you. So, you will make time for me. And considering you schedule yourself a free hour every morning, afternoon, and evening, you can survive until lunch. Now, where was I? Reschedule? No, I don't think I will. Huh? Who am I? Well, it depends. I mean, officially, I'm the head of investments. You know, the one keeping your company profitable and afloat. Something you should have probably known. But that title isn't for right now. Because once these office doors close, I become... Well, you'll find out soon enough. What do I want? Well, that's quite rude. But I understand. You're probably frustrated right now. Pent up. After all, this is your morning meditation session, I believe was the excuse your assistant gave me. Aw, don't be mad. She did try to stop me, but alas, she was unsuccessful. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, that's right. You know, it's quite intriguing how I ended up here in your office today. Mm-hmm. You see, originally, I would have stayed in my lane, chalked up all the misgivings and frustrations I've been experiencing as corporate bureaucratic bullshit. But when several of my underperforming subordinates, who, mind you, I personally recommended for termination, continued to show up for work, affecting my metrics and chances of promotion, well, then I had to do some digging. And my, I knew something more was going on. But seeing their smug and satisfied smirks the next day after they presented their case to the board, well, it all makes sense now. I knew the generic email referencing the lack of grounds for termination was bullshit. I mean, props to you. You've somehow scared these young, attractive women to keep their lips sealed at the threat of losing whatever it is you offer them on a daily basis. But unfortunately, one did break. Oh, you know exactly what I'm referring to. Still playing dumb? Fine. Hey, slut. The one under the desk. I know you hear me. Come on, take his cock out of your mouth and get out here. Good girl. Now, go wait in my office. Oh, and close the door on your way out. Where was I? Oh, that's right. So it seems your insatiable lust has led you to run through a mob of needy, useless sluts, and your position allows for them to be kept on the payroll. How you convinced HR to side with you initially is beyond me. But when I presented my concerns to the head of HR and watched her instinctually shift her body and blush, well, how you keep them on your side is clear. Which brings us to now. I don't care what you think your investment is worth. I'm here to tell you that the cost of keeping your personal harem of underperforming employees is destroying our growth potential. So where does that leave us? You and your need to have your balls emptied 3 times a day at the cost of a multi-million-dollar corporation. And me stuck in a precarious spot with a choice to either watch it burn or call you out. Either way, my job is on the line and I quite like my job. Fire me. Oh, please. You think I'm that dumb that I would come in here without having my ducks in a row? Oh, my dear boy. I've been building this case for a while, you see. Recordings, photos, key access logs, time cards, all kept in an off-site server ready to be sent to all your investors and shareholders. So you see, I've come with receipts. Blackmail? You really think that's what I'm after? I'm here to tell you to keep that cock in your pants or we'll all go down. Be like all the other corporate bigwigs and just hire an escort when you need some meditation. I don't know if you're trying to impress me or make a statement, but there's no way you can't go 3 hours without busting a nut. What? A compromise? How so? Oh, you have got to be out of your fucking mind. Me? You want to fuck me? God, you are desperate, aren't you? You couldn't handle me. I'm not like your squad of dumb interns who couldn't take a cock to save their jobs. Well, I guess they can. But I saw the look on your face at the end of every fuck. A pep in their step contrasting to your unsatisfied grimace. Looked like you were just using them to scratch an itch at that point, huh? That's what I thought. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Tell you what. As of now, we're both in this sinking ship together. So, I will fuck you. Oh, look at you perk up. Nuh-uh. I want something in return. A seat at the board. Oh, and my little mole, the one that you spent the first 15 minutes of your morning throat fucking, she gets immunity. You grant me that, and let's see if I can't satiate you better than all those women combined. Deal, Daddy? Oh, yes. She told me all about that. So, we have a deal? Okay, let's shake on it. I don't care that your pants are off. Stand up, walk around your desk like a businessman, and shake on it. Good boy. Now help me on my knees. What? Yes, now. What the fuck? The fiscal year ends next week. I'm not keeping them around longer than I need to. There. Lean back against your desk. Let me show you how a real woman sucks cock. You like how that feels? When I use two hands? How about when I hold it against my pretty face, huh, Daddy? Against my soft skin. Now, watch me. Don't fucking blink. Watch your cock slide between my fucking lips. Well, that's a surprise. Did my little informant give you more than her mouth this morning? I think I taste her fucking pussy juices on you. You think sucking another woman's cunt off a cock is going to deter me? Like I said, you have no fucking idea who I am. Behind a four-digit salary, the doctorate degrees, the ruthless professional, is your biggest adversary. I think your unbridled lust might have met its match. And it's in the form of this cutthroat bitch. My Was that a groan I just heard? I haven't even warmed up. Well, I expect a little more self-control from you, Daddy. Already, Brick. Not used to being called out, huh? I told you, I'm not like those dumb sluts you used to fucking. All wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. Never been fucked by a real man. You heard me. So tell me, are you a real man? I was calling you Daddy premature. Oh, you are. So what are you fucking waiting for? Me to do all the fucking work? How about you stop using your hands to hold yourself up and put them to good use? Or are you all just fucking talk? Daddy? There we go. I'll grab the back of my head and fuck my pretty face. That all you got, huh, Daddy? Come on, force it down my throat. Make my neck bulge. Oh, there it is. There's the daddy I wanted. Again, make my nose touch your stomach. Choke me with your fucking cock. Make me fucking see stars until I black out. Show me why I deserve your cock more than oxygen. There we go. The lust in your eyes. That's what I wanted to see. I told you, I'm not like these fragile whores. These fucking limp bitches who can't take a dick. Aw, this slut was built to get fucked. To be ravaged and used. All you have to do is show you're worthy. Well, Daddy, are you? Harder. Harder. Skull fuck my pretty face until my makeup runs. There we go. That's it, Daddy. That's what I want. What I fucking need. Nuh-uh, don't you dare fucking come. Not until I say so. Not until I get fucked. Understand? Until I'm satisfied. Until I leave the office with the same stupid grin on my face as my soon-to-be ex-employees. Help me up. Fuck. Now, listen closely, Daddy. I'm going to bend over your desk, lift this dress over my perfect ass, and you're going to take me the way I need to be taken. Understand? Yeah? Then fucking do it. That's it, Daddy. Rip through my fucking tights. Use this cunt. It's fucking ready. Dripping wet and ready to be split in half. Oh, yeah, there we go. Line it up to my needy slit. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me. Oh, fuck, yes. God, yes. Bury every inch inside me. Oh, fuck. Now, fuck me, Daddy. Fuck this bitch. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's it. Spread my ass apart. Ooh, watch your fat daddy cock stretch me out. Watch every inch disappear inside me. Oh, fuck. You like that? Huh? Had a good pussy? Huh, Daddy? Yeah? Well, it's yours now. And that fucking cock? It's mine, understand? Oh, fuck. Good boy. Good daddy. Now, fucking break me. Yes! Yes, yes, yes. Harder, fuck. Harder, daddy, fuck. Use me. Fuck, use me, shit. Fuck my sore. Rearrange my insides and fuck me into a dripping mess. Oh, God, daddy. Fuck your little whore. Uh-huh. Use me like your personal fucking fleshlight. That's it. Harder, daddy. I can take it. Use that cunt to stroke your cock. God, yes. Make me fucking scream. Make me fucking moan. I want this whole fucking floor to know. Know just how good you're dicking me down. Oh, fuck. God, yes, daddy. Reshape this cunt to your cock. Make me memorize every fucking inch as you impale me. Bruise me. Break me. God, fucking hell. Shit. You're gonna make me come, daddy. Yeah. You're gonna make this bitch fucking come. I do. I fucking want it. Oh, fuck. Break me. Make me come. Fuck me like you paid for it, daddy. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, your moans. I want you to come with me. I want you to fucking cream pie me. Clean me. Fill me with your fucking load. I want to feel every fucking ribbon of hot, sticky cum coat my insides. Oh, daddy, fuck. Right there. Right fucking there. Yes, 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 yes. Fucking cum. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, cream pie me, daddy. Please. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, oh my God. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, God. Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Shit, shit. Oh, put me on my knees. Uh-huh. Right there. Fuck. God. It's a good fucking dick right there. Come here. I think that's the first time I've seen you smile. So, Daddy, do we have a deal?